You may know the writer, director, and producer Matthew Weiner for his Emmy Award-winning work on the TV shows Mad Men and The Sopranos. But now he's bringing his talents to the big screen with Are You Here? It's a film that centers on the close and bizarre friendship between two men, Steve, played by Owen Wilson, and Ben, played by Zach Galifianakis. And their closeness is not always understood or appreciated by those around them.
That's the thing about friendship. It's a lot rarer than love. Because there's nothing in it for anybody.
Are You Here? Opens tomorrow in theaters and on demand. And Matthew Weiner joins us from New York. Welcome.
It's great to be here, Jeremy.
So what, Mad Men and Sopranos weren't enough for you? You had to try your hand at film? What made you decide to do that?
You know, I'm sort of motivated by by telling a story. And I actually wrote this film right after my first season on The Sopranos. So I'd only had just the pilot of Mad Men, which had gotten me that job. So I didn't know if I was ever going to get to make Mad Men. So you just keep writing about things that you're interested in.
Well, and you tackle so much in this movie, male friendship, mental health issues, substance abuse, dysfunctional family dynamics. What was it that you wanted to say?
What I was interested in is kind of the reality of the world that we're living in and what holds us together. There are so many distractions and so many ways to anesthetize yourself from feeling. And we're very far removed from nature. And I don't think any of this is like, you know, revolutionary things to say. But to tell it within the context of a friendship and the substance of life and what it is that holds two people together, that was interesting to me.
Well, it's interesting you talk about real life because I saw that you said when asked about the ending of The Sopranos, you said it doesn't end well. Life doesn't end well.
Yeah. You know, well, life doesn't end well. There's people who've said that way more eloquently. You know, for me, the answer is like when you look at the abyss or you look at the loneliness of life as a possible way of, you know, existence, there are these amazing things. That mostly other people, food, nature, the existence itself it sounds like a really dumb and obvious thing to say, but we forget about it. And some of us are just rushing through it and doing anything we can not to feel. And that's kind of where I started with Owen Wilson's character, is someone who's unable to feel, is not interested in feeling, is drunk or high or womanizing. And then you have his best friend, Zach Galifianakis, who, you know, they seem like they're in a stoner comedy together. And I think that they see their lives like that. But Zach's character, what you realize slowly is that he's mentally ill and that Steve Owen's character has this substance abuse problem. And the idea of like those real problems hitting and the idea of accepting the world as an adult, you know, that was fascinating to me, especially because I'd written the movie at a point where I had a couple of kids already. I'm happily married and my wife is my best friend. But really, I found that my male friendships had completely disappeared. Hmm. And I kept saying like, well, what purpose did they serve? You know, and you realize it a lot.
Well, let's listen to a clip from the film. This is a scene in which Owen Wilson's character is talking to Laura Ramsey's character, Angela, who has just lost her much older husband.
Sorry for your loss.
Well, that's life, isn't it? We're like waves in the ocean. We roll in. We have our existence. We break on the shore.
Hmm. What a beautiful and nautical way to think of things. Now, you might want to shut that window. We're expecting some showers coming in from the coast.
I doubt it. Hasn't rained here in a while.
Well, you're the weatherman.
Look, I don't know if I'm going to be staying in the house much longer, so if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to be by myself.
Well, if you're interested in leaving right now, I can get you on the next scheduled flight.
Thanks, but I try to avoid things that keep me from feeling.
And in that scene, by the way, he's holding up a bong right in front of her. But
his high school bong, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Not moved on.
And the thing about that is that comes up a lot, the idea of smoking pot in this film. Zach Galifianakis and Owen Wilson both do it a lot. There's a debate going on in this country all about that. I mean, what are you saying here?
Yeah. What I'm saying, and, you know, Zach says, you know, most cultures invented beer before they had an alphabet. Changing your state is part of the human condition. And I'm not judgmental about that. But there is a purpose that it's serving for these two characters. Zach's character is medicating himself and avoiding seeking any kind of professional help. And Owen's character is avoiding feeling, as she says. And, you know, you can't – it can make you lazy and take away your drive, but it also can be an escape. So much of this is about – it does sound judgmental, I guess, but, you know, these are not – this is not a Dionysian state for most people. I think some people can handle it and some people can't. And right now in this culture, as we become more separate – even if we're technologically closer to each other, we are living more and more separate lives. I think that people are drinking and smoking and doing this stuff more than ever.
Well, and you sort of hope in the movie that in order for these guys to grow up that they will stop, because that clearly is impeding their progress.
Well, yeah. I mean, Owen's character definitely needs to stop, and Zach's character needs to start taking medication for his mental illness. So it's like one guy has to get off drugs and the other one has to get on them. But I mean, you know, I lump marijuana in there with alcohol and other drugs that and they can be even more amorphous than that. But I believe in this philosophy that some people can handle it and some people it takes over their life and becomes an escape. So.
You are behind some of the most watched and popular shows around, as we said, Mad Men, The Sopranos. What did you watch and read growing up? And what about now, besides your own work?
The most interesting thing is I was forbidden to watch TV growing up. We were only allowed to watch on the weekends, which is Friday and Saturday night, but I was a terrible student and that was frequently taken away from me. So I caught up a lot as an adult. And then now I have four boys aged 18 to 10. And they kind of control what I watch. And luckily, they have pretty good taste. But I've seen, you know, a lot of Doctor Who. I will watch The Simpsons anytime. I will watch Seinfeld and 30 Rock in syndication. What's actually on the air right now when I'm in production, I just don't have time to watch that much TV. And if I do, I will usually watch either an old movie to sort of like inspire me in a way or to calm me down, I guess, or to drift off. And I also love chants. Part of this, you know, post-iTunes world is that you're supposed to program everything yourself. And I miss flipping around the channels and stumbling upon something. I kind of want the universe to curate it for me. I miss turning on the radio and like what's going to be on.
Yeah.
I just don't have the – you know, I have like, I don't know, 12,000 songs on my iTunes and I put it on random and – it doesn't ever seem to be truly.
No, I agree with you. Sometimes it's nice to just turn on the radio and let somebody else pick it for you.
Yeah. And there's also just the coincidence of like how many times have you, you know, I'm from a generation where I'd be driving along, you know, on a date and the song would come on and that would be your memory of the experience, you know.
What is next for you after Mad Men?
I don't know. I've written a play, which I think I'm going to pursue. But for the most part, I wrote 92 hours of the show. I got to make this film. I've gotten to express a lot, and I think I need to kind of calm down and shut up and see what's on my mind. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to do. It's scary. It's a scary idea, but I'm not retiring. And show business-wise, I hope that I can step away for a little bit. But I really, for someone whose ideas come from life, especially now that Mad Men's over, I don't want to keep writing about writing or something, you know?
Matthew Weiner, the new movie Are You Here? Comes out this week. Matthew Weiner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was a pleasure.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.